I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, May 14th. There are now 1,051 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 97 deaths, and 509 people have recovered from the virus. There are now over 80,000 cases in the state. 895 per 100,000 people in Quincy are infected with coronavirus, which represents about a 17% infection rate. Health officials say that is the lowest rate since the pandemic hit in mid-March, when the infection rate was 583%. Quincy accounts for 1.3% of the statewide infections and about 1.9% of statewide deaths from the virus. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will present a budget for the next fiscal year that will include no tax increases and no spending cuts. Koch will make the presentation to the City Council Monday night, either at City Hall or remotely, depending on the Council President's recommendations. The budget presentation comes about 2 weeks later than usual because Koch said he needed more time to tabulate the impacts of the revenue shortfall due to the pandemic. The mayor says he wants to help ease the burden on already stressed taxpayers by keeping taxes steady. The new fiscal year begins on July 1st. Some Quincy basketball and tennis courts will be allowed to reopen with restrictions Monday. Mayor Thomas Koch has announced that the new rules will require that only one person or one family shoot at a hoop per time, singles-only tennis, and people must register for time increments. Recreation staff will be hired to oversee the on-site registration process and to enforce social distancing guidelines. The facilities will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. to allow for as much use as possible. The city's tot lots will remain closed. However, Koch encouraged people to take advantage of the city's walking trails and the track at Faxon Field. In addition, he says the new dog park on Quarry Street will open in June with some restrictions. No decision has been made yet about summer recreational playground programs. A gaping hole was left in the side of a house in Quincy after a car careened off the road yesterday. Crews were called to the scene to tow a dark-colored sedan away from where it sat, partially inside the home on Wilson Avenue in North Quincy. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. No injuries were reported. Soon, patrons will be able to buy that iconic pizza that was served at the former Alumni Cafe in Wollaston. The owner of Rags Tavern on Washington Street in Quincy Point is renovating the space right next to his tavern and will soon open it as Alumni Pizza. The new shop will feature some of the same employees from the Alumni Cafe, some of the same bartenders, pizza makers, even pizza pans. The shop will also serve bar pies, sandwiches, and some other food. The former Alumni Cafe on Hancock Street in Wollaston closed in 2013. It is now Windsor Dim Sum Cafe and Bar. Well, we here at Quincy Access Television are teaming up with the Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, and the City of Quincy to participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. You're being asked to share your experiences during this pandemic for study by future generations. Collect your videos, your art, poems, stories, or other reflections of how the crisis has impacted your lives, and then submit them to the project to be archived by the Thomas Crane Library. Upload your submissions at quincyculturalmemory.com or send them to the Thomas Crane Library, attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, May 14th.